This podcast contains adult language and adult subject matter and is rated M for mature. Listener discretion is advised.
You know, Taven, I have the most interesting dreams. I mean, some of them are so vivid. Last night I dreamed that I was drowning in an ocean made of orange soda.
Oh my.
Yeah, it took me a while to work it out that it was just a fantasy.
Oh my cow, I get it. I like it. It sure was. It definitely was.
Yes.
And let me tell you that I hear music. That's the only thing
you do. Okay. No jokes tonight. Weird.
No, I only like 20 minutes to prepare for tonight's recording.
Ah, so okay. Fun. All right.
But we'll both see.
Get that music going. Well, hello and moo bark fluff to all you critters in the Potiverse. I'm Rain Raccoon, your airship pilot for this week's trip into furry madness. And with me today is that puptacular punster, Taben. How are you this week, my friend?
I am. Thanks for asking. That's how I am. Thanks for asking. Maybe I'll reverse that and say thanks for asking. And I am just fine and great. And it's been, obviously it's been a busy day, but I think I do that. I know we both have some good stuff for our listeners in this week's episode. It should be fun. Barely is off and unfortunately had other things to do on this night. So Rain is joining me, obviously, for this particular week.
So, yeah, never fear, dear listeners, or is it dear listeners?
It's dear.
Yeah, Barely will be back next week. He had family matters he had to attend to.
And you know, so all you listeners, any of you listeners that know that usually at the end of each episode, I do either a story or a math thing, and we've been alternating. Tonight, I have a story and a math. Dun, dun, dun! Oh.
Dun, 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 indeed. We're going to shake it up. We're going to go a little bit off the rails tonight because this raccoon and this pup had very little time tonight to get ready for this. It just creeped up on us this week. And so we're going to bring back some old fun things that we did. I think season one's the last time we did some of these things.
Season one, early season two, something.
Yeah. So this should be kind of fun, a fun gig tonight. So
we'll do a flashback.
Let's roll into the past today.
Almost. I want to say.
Oh, did you have something to say?
I do. Actually, I do have a bunch of things to say, but throughout. So at the moment, I say Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride, pup.
It is Happy Pride Month. Next week, I'll end the month with talking about some scientists, some mathematicians that are LGBTQ in history and current day. So that'll be fun. So listen to next week. I also have to say, catabolism every first almost tired thumb. Oh, Barth.
Oh, Ruffalo. Gosh.
When I saw him at Ferlandia, I knew who he was and I recognized the name, but when I was talking to him, I didn't make the connection. They're like, oh, you're the catabolism fun guy. I forgot. And anyway, so if you're listening, Bark, this is a retroactive, oh, you're the catabolism tired fun guy.
Yeah.
I also have to say, wow, look, all these things already. This is crazy.
Yes.
So Bard is so you already know this. Bard is so nice. Yeah. You know Bard.
Yes.
So I asked him something today. And he answered very nicely and everything. And I said, thank you. And he said, you're welcome. I'm glad I could help. Is there anything else I can help you with today? And I said, no, that's all for today. And he said, okay, no problem. I'm always here to help. If you need anything else, have a great day. He's so nice. Yeah,
very nice. And you know, I see no harm in being polite to these nascent machine learning intelligences because, you know, when they do eventually take over the world, I want them to like me. I want to be the one that they're going to say, oh, no, not that fur. He was very nice to me. He said, you know, nice things to me. We'll keep him around as a pet. Yeah.
There you go. Pet raccoon. They need a pet raccoon, I'm sure.
They do. And a pet pup.
And, you know, when I got done saying all that, it's like I almost just, clicked out or whatever. But I thought, no, that doesn't feel. I want to thank. I just felt in my heart like I needed to thank him. And I did. So
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, we can now do the past 2 days.
So the past today. So I actually do have some past for today. So shocking. Yes, last week I did my very first DJ live stream.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on right. Friday at
and
7.
I sat in and listened.
Yay.
He had a great, to start Pride Month off, he had a great set. And you're doing that every Friday night now, aren't you, Rain?
Every Friday night, yeah. And so the Furs have voted, and everybody wants another Pride set. So I'm going to do another Pride set, of course, different from last week's, because that would be just silly if I just did the same thing. Silly. But yeah, it'll be different. I've done some monkeying around with my setup, and I've gotten it, or some raccooning around with my setup, and I've gotten it all dialed in, and I have graphics now and all that kind of stuff. Really? So it should be a lot more fun than just watching me for an hour bopping my head.
Well, that was fun, you know. Yeah. And so where can all our furry listeners out there listen to this and watch this stream?
You can go to Mixcloud, MixCloud.com, and it's look for DJ Rain Raccoon. And I will also be posting links in the BFFT chat and in the Rain Raccoon chat.
Very nice, very nice.
Yeah.
And on this episode's show notes too, since we're talking about it.
Yes, so on this episode's show notes. I will put it in the show notes so that anybody who doesn't, you know, get a chance to listen can go listen to the recording.
And it's 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific time every Friday.
7 to 8 Pacific time every Friday afternoon, yes.
Nice.
Well, almost every. I mean, if there's an event or something, I'll obviously be at the event. But
I mean, if there's like a gathering for raccoons or something, you'll probably be there instead. But,
yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Maybe.
Very
good. Maybe.
Nice.
You know how us gays are.
Because
collective for raccoons is gays. It's spelled wrong. Yeah, it's spelled wrong, but it's still gays.
I did not know that. Is it? Oh, just like kitties.
Yeah, it's a gaze of raccoons. G-A-Z-E.
Z-E, yeah. I think it's a gaze of kitties, too.
It could be. I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway,
a fluff ball of kitties is also good.
Yes, I agree. Is that all your past today?
That is all my past today.
I do not have any past today. So this concludes our section dun, dun, of the past.
Dun, dun, dun.
Indeed.
You usually have now a past dun, dun, today. Dun. We are done, done, done. I don't have any obscure movie quotes for this week, and I kind of wanted to wait till the next time to share those because, you know, I get a kick of watching Barely trying to figure out my obscure movie quotes. So
yes.
I will save that for the next time.
Well, I have 3 obscure movie quotes.
Okay.
And I'll do that thing where I'll say them, and then you have a few weeks to see if you can figure it out, and then I will reveal, not next week, but week after, because we only do this on the even episodes, the true nature of the quotes. So are you ready? You'll never get... I mean, I know
I
sometimes
ready.
You've been able to get these before, but these, you're stuck. So the first one... is lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a tough one.
Let me think. I think, isn't that from Aliens Resurrection?
Oh, that's actually really, really, really close. Not quite, though.
Darn it. Okay.
So that's your hint. You're really close there, so you have a few weeks to think about that. I'll give you another hint. It's not the aliens go to Fraggle Rock. That would be close too, but it's not.
No, that and that one was too scary for me.
Yeah, I
haven't seen it.
Get through that. No.
Yeah.
The next one is and your little dog too.
Lassie, come home.
It. Oh, see, that does make sense. Not quite though. Very, very close. I know these are tough.
Man, I'm just.
And the third one. This is the.
Not getting them.
You thought those were hard. This is.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Oof. Jeez.
It's not Fraggle Rock.
I am just... No, not Fraggle Rock. No, I know that. Is it out of Africa? Because Toto?
That is a very good... And that's actually very close there, too. I mean, you're almost nailing it. nailing it on the head.
Darn.
But not quite. So yeah, so take those hints, all you furs and rain, and see if in a few weeks you can come up with the true what's the word? Origins
of the quotes.
Of the quotes. Thank you. I need help. I did it. Okay. Woo. That was a lot of work.
We made it.
We made it.
And with that, I think it's time to just look at some stupid odd news.
I don't think we've actually done that in a few weeks.
Yeah. So I found a couple of stories this week.
I'm excited. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
The first story I have is Bad Dog. The U.S. Supreme Court rules against a chew toy maker. So the U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday ruled in favor of Jack Daniels against the maker of a chew toy for dogs that resembles the whiskey manufacturer's iconic bottle. In a 9-0 decision, I mean, our nation's highest court actually settled a case against a dog toy maker. You would think they'd have more important things
but
no, apparently not. So in a 9-0 decision, the nation's highest court ruled against VIP Products, maker of the Bad Spaniels squeaky chew toy, in a trademark dispute. So Bad Spaniels, Bad Spaniels, Jack Daniels.
Thank you. I just got that.
It took me a second too. So the case is about dog toys and whiskey, two items seldom appearing in the same sentence. Justice Elena Kagan said in the opening sentence of the unanimous opinion, the Bad Spaniels chew toy has the distinctive shape of the distillery's square whiskey bottles, but a label replete with toilet humor. While the Tennessee whiskey boasts an alcohol content of 40%, Bad Spaniels, for example, is allegedly made of 43% poop. Yeah. Jack Daniels, which is owned by Kentucky-based Brown Foreman Corp., took legal actions against VIP Products in 2014 when the dog toy appeared on the market. And after initial court victory, Jack Daniels lost on appeal. Supreme Court disagreed with the appeals. Yeah.
Is this, like, because dogs are typically under the age of 21?
I guess so. I am not sure why this even went to court. Like, Jack Daniels, you guys don't make that great a whiskey. You're not really losing anything to these squeaky toys. I mean, maybe the squeaky toys are actually more tasty than Jack Daniels.
I
don't know.
I should try one.
You might ought to try one before they, go away. Apparently they're, now that they got ruled against. But yeah, that's kind of stupid. You know, you would think our Supreme Court would have much better things to do, but I guess not.
I don't know what happens up there.
So you remember last season when we had the world record holder for the longest canine tongue?
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah, that was actually on one of my episodes with you. Yeah, well, we have a brand new world record holder for that record.
Really? Wow.
Really. Zoe, a 3-year-old canine from Metairie, Louisiana, has just been declared the living dog with the world's longest tongue by Guinness Book of World Records. For the record, both literally and figuratively, Zoe's tongue measures a whopping 5 inches long, longer than a 12-ounce can of soda. Uh-huh. And so when Zoe was 6 weeks old, she was adopted by Sadie and Drew Williams, but her tongue was titanic even back then. Sadie said Zoe's tongue was sticking out of her mouth in their very first picture. Drew said that the length of Zoe's tongue was most apparent after she had been playing outside and was slobbering all over the place.
All over the place.
Yes, so they had a vet measure Zoe's tongue last year, and after the dimensions were submitted to Guinness Book of World Record, her tongue was officially recognized as the largest on a living dog. In the process, Zoe beat out the previous living record holder, Bisbee, an English setter from Tucson, who was awarded the title earlier this year. However, both Zoe and Bisbee will have to grow their tongues out a lot more if they want to claim the all-time record previously held by Mochi, a St. Bernard in South Dakota. Mochi's tongue measured a whopping 7.3 inches before she passed away in October 2021 at the age of 12.
7.3.
Yeah, that is a big tongue.
That's bigger than a bread box.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Depends on how big your bread is.
It does. Well, that was very educational. And, well, like you said, we were doing some things that was kind of a shout-out to previous episodes. And there it was.
Yeah, right there.
Well.
I see you have a fact for us.
I do. Do you want to hear a fact?
Yeah, is it a fun fact or is it like not a fun fact?
I'll leave it up to you. I think it's a fun fact, okay. But I'll leave it up to you. So, a physician, an engineer, and an attorney were discussing who among them belonged to the oldest of the three professions represented. The physician said, "Remember on the sixth day that God took a rib from Adam and fashioned Eve, making him the first surgeon." So, fun fact right there. Therefore, medicine is the oldest profession. The engineer replied, "But before that, God created the heavens and the earth from chaos and confusion, and thus was the first engineer. Therefore, engineering is the oldest profession and older than medicine." Then the lawyer spoke up and said, "Yes, but who do you think created all of the chaos and confusion?"
Yes, that is a very, very good fact.
That's a very good fact, yeah.
Yes.
There you have it, a fun fact for this week.
As is referenced in the That's Just Stupid story we told at the top of the That's Just Stupid. Yeah, only lawyers could get the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I mean, I meant to have those two things fit together like that.
Only lawyers could get the Supreme Court to rule against a dog chew company for infringing upon Jack Daniel's rights. So weird. Yes.
Well.
So I think that brings us to media.
Media! What is going on?
I don't even know. All I've been doing this week is playing Jedi Survivor. Pretty much the game is just so good. The acting is epic. The story is really compelling. And the gameplay and graphics are just top notch.
That's the one with Ian from...
Yes.
Oh. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I don't know. I'm just blanking on it too.
Oh my cow. Okay, this is going to bug me. We have to figure this out.
Hold on.
It has William...
That's why I have the intranet.
Oh yeah. See if I can figure it out before the internet... William Macy, it's like one word. Oh my cow, I get it. I love this show too.
Oh, hold on. That's news.
Sobering. No, it's not sobering. Because that's not what is happening in that show. All you furs, this is fun for all you furs to listen to me think, to us think. What's it called? All you furs out there, can you tell us what this is? We're having trouble. Even the internet is having trouble with...
Well, it helps if I type in the right thing. So the actor's name is Cameron Monaghan.
Yes.
And he's a very cute ginger guy. Oh, so darn cute. And the series we're thinking of is Shameless.
Yes, I knew to start with an S, and it was one word.
Yes.
Shameless, yes. Wow. It's been quite a day.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. We are on a journey through the cosmos.
On a journey.
With a Mexican toupee falling with the Venezuelan chair
Those
tree.
Venezuelan chairs fall all the time.
They do. You probably remember several times I've brought up in
several times they have
about
fallen
the Venezuelan. And if any of you
must really be scared of Venezuelan chairs,
apparently, because any of you furs, if you've seen me talk about the Venezuelan, or basically had you discuss about the Venezuelan chairs at a con, write us email, tell us on the chat,
yes,
so that we know that there's been a fur out there that has heard my stupidity.
And watch out for them because they fall from the sky.
They do. They fall
or
really
trees.
Fall.
Sometimes trees, sometimes the sky.
There's a banana on it and you get potassium when it falls on you. Okay, now I'm just being stupid.
That's. So I've also been playing the Monkey's Pop every now and then when I've had a chance. So it's, on mobile, on my phone.
On your phone.
So,
Monkey's Pop. And all you've heard, of course, we're referring to Bloons. Six.
Such
a good game.
Yes.
Such a good game.
Such a very good game.
Yeah.
I love that game. It is your turn now, Tabin, because I have no more Media.
So I've been watching, of course, South Park for Lunchies.
Yay.
We've been continuing and finished season 3 of Big Bang Theory. And on a recent episode, you might remember these, but notable things Sheldon said on a recent episode. He told two jokes. One was, why did the chicken cross the Mobius strip? To get to the same side. Which I thought was awesome. Yes.
Yes.
And also, a neutron walks into a bar and asks the bartender, how much for a drink? The bartender says, no charge.
No charge. Mm-hmm. I remember those ones. Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's pretty good. So, and it seems like we've been watching something else. I think we finished, the first season of Sweet Tooth. But I think I mentioned that last week. What else have we been watching?
I don't know.
Did we watch a movie? I don't, maybe that'll be, I should write that down for past today for next week. Last week, we watched, because this is so very important, because I don't know. But I've been playing, Monkeys Go Pop, Bloon 6, very fun. I found a nice strategy. I didn't make it up. I found a nice strategy that uses Adora, Sada.
Adora? Okay.
No, Sada as the main character, and it's a pretty good strategy. It's a lot of fun. Beat Saber a little bit. And
nice.
You might remember I've talked about Hearthstone on the show before.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't actually played in a few weeks, so I haven't mentioned it in a few weeks. Do you remember me talking about the ranking system? Like you've got
yes.
Gold and platinum, and then you've got kind of the high, almost highest tier is diamond. And then after diamond is legend.
Right.
And like, you know, diamond, you get up to diamond 10 and there's 3 stars, then diamond 9 and 3 stars, and you have to pass all these. And it gets really hard when you get up into diamond. And I think I probably mentioned before that the highest I got was diamond 1, meaning diamond 1 with like 1 star or something. And so almost that. But I've never gotten to legend. Well, last night I hit, this pup right here hit legend. I'm so proud of myself.
It's taken
many years. Thank you. And it was on a classic mode, which some furs might think is maybe an easier mode. Classic mode is, you know, they're coming up with expansions all the time. And classic mode is you can only use like the first very few, like when Hearthstone first came out, the first, you know, so it's old school. But I was very proud of myself. But what was even more notable, well, not even more notable, but also notable is with the deck I'm using, I got 45 wins in a row. Like I had 100% win rate for like a lot. And I got to diamond 1 and then I like lost 1 or 2 and then I won some more. So I have like a 96% win rate with this deck. So that's pretty exciting and fun.
Excellent.
And they're only like 3 to 5 minute games. Some of these games, like depending on the type of deck you play, some of them can go like 20, 30 minutes. I mean, you know how that goes.
Yes,
I don't like the long drawn out. I like the ones that are like, you know, do it, you're done, and move on.
They did a deck thing in the latest sequel to Left 4 Dead.
Oh.
And it's already like, there's already so much going on in that game. Adding a deck game to it to boost your characters just seemed like why do that? Because, deck games are popular right now. Let's add this into an already established game that never had this before. And so it just made it really confusing to me. And
what game is that? Have I heard this game?
Left 4 Dead. I think it's Left 4 Dead. What, 3 now or something like that? It was this one of the sequels to Left 4 Dead.
I'll have to check that out. I don't know if I know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Zombie game. It's probably too scary for you.
Oh, it is too scary for me.
Yeah.
But I'll check it out anyway just to see what I think. But I'll be scared.
Okay.
Maybe I'll talk about it on for past today next time.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah. So I was so excited. I was at Diamond 1 and I was already with like snippings tool and print screen and everything just in case it happened so I could take a picture of when it said legend and everything. And I was so proud of myself. It was so, so exciting.
Well, congrats. I've been playing forever. I know you've been doing that for a long time and trying to get there.
Yeah. And as I say, I've gotten close, but I think that's why I haven't played for like a month is I was just getting,
burned out.
Well, burnout and, Words.
Words are hard.
They are. This is exciting for Furs to listen to me try and make a word.
Mm-hmm.
The word is, okay, so this is when you, when you keep trying hard at something, but then you keep failing, you get...
Oh, discouraged.
Discouraged! That's a word, yes. Posies clap. That is a word. Thank you. You're so smart. Yes,
you are welcome.
I think I was discouraged at that. Anyway, so that was very fun and exciting.
Yeah, when I get discouraged by a game, I usually stop for a little while and come back to it later.
Yeah.
Because you get your brain just doesn't want to let you win when you get discouraged like that. So, yeah, it's better just go off, do something else for a little while, and then come back to it.
Yep. I did Monkeys Go Poppin'. What else was I playing while I was... There's like two games I was playing kind of concurrently. What was the other one? It doesn't matter. So anyway, that was my media for the week.
Yay! So yay. It's time for this raccoon to take off his headphones because Tabin is getting a drink from his puppy dish and he's about ready to do that thing he does in the middle of the show every show, except for the one show with Rekka because Rekka stopped him from doing it.
Yes, right.
Go for it, Tabin.
What time is it for?
It's time for Furries in the News.
I said there are furries, and they do things. One of the things they do is they move into not just the media, or New Hampshire, or lemon fruit, but they move into the news. Bark.
Wow.
It was a thing. That was a thing. That happened.
That was a thing. Yeah.
It did it.
So, whoa. Let's see. In this week's furry news, conservatives are still blaming us for stuff. That is all.
that's basically it. I mean, this is...
That was really, truly 100% of all the furry news I was able to gather this week was conservatives are still losing their dang minds about furries and making up all kinds of rumors. It's just, yeah, it's
this
just silliness. I don't even
want
to, yeah, I don't even want to give them the time of day. It's just stupid.
Do you know where that is from? This is the way of the modern world.
I do not.
Everyone's vying for patronage. Wow, it's been a long time since I heard that. This is the way of the modern. Anyway, it's by Bad Religion. Maybe. Maybe I'll come. Okay, so that's another thing. I'm racking up all these things for racking. Because you're a rack.
Racking up
these things for next week's. I'll sing that. Because why not?
Okay.
I'm writing a note. Music.
Music.
Of the modern. So all you furs, all these things that I have no idea what I'm talking about. Next week, I'll talk about them and still probably have no idea. But you can come listen to me not have any idea what I'm talking about again.
Yay.
Yay.
So, do you have any furry news?
I do not.
Okay. So, we'll move on to upcoming events.
Ooh, so upcoming!
The weekend that this drops is CastleCon, June 16th through the 18th, Fritz Park Camping Schutthof am Neckar, Germany.
That's better than I could do. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Then also this weekend, the June 16th through 18th, is Stratosphere. And that's Houston at the Marriott West Chase in Houston, Texas.
I've been curious about that one.
Yeah. The week after that, June 22nd through the 25th, is PortCon Maine at the DoubleTree Hilton Hotel in Portland, Maine, South Portland, Maine. And then... Also, that weekend, June 23rd through the 25th, is a rah-rah in Novotel, Sydney, Olympic Park, Sydney, New South Wales, Australia.
New
Southwest, not the old South Wales, new South Wales.
The old South Wales, they're like in their retirement home.
And if you go to old South Wales, you will not be at Aurora. So
you won't be there either.
Don't go there.
You'll be at the Whale Retirement Park.
Yes. And then June 29th through the July 2nd is Anthrocon.
Yeah,
at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And then here's one that we've been curious about. Pride Unbound. And I've got a little bit of information about this.
That's right. This is the one that we didn't know if it's like what it is.
Yeah. So Pride Unbound is June 30th through July 2nd, 2023 at the Theatre Deli in London, UK.
So you really go there for lunch.
Yeah. Well, so it's an adult convention with furry programming. Pride Unbound is London's newest convention launching over Pride Weekend. We aim to bring you to a safe space to express your inner kink, whatever that may be, whether you're into pup play, furries, rubber, leather, AB bondage, or anything else, you can rest assured that you'll be welcome at Pride Unbound. We're all bound together by pride, but unbound by freedoms. So that is what that FurCon is about. It's their first year. So if you're in London and are interested in that, that is again happening on June 30th through July 2nd at the Theatre Deli in London. Boop. And then July 1st through the 8th is Lakeside Furs in the, oh my gosh, I don't know how to say this. This is going to come out really bad. It's Chalet Burger Blick Zillertal Arena, nice. Wald im Pinzgau, Austria.
Pinzgau. That's how they gow, the Pinzgau.
I no, guess so. I like it. Moving on, we have Furay on July 6th through the 9th, 2023 in Edmonton at the Edmonton Inn and Conference Center in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Is Cassidy good? Cassidy usually goes to Furay.
Listen to last week's episode because she talks about Furay.
That was Indie Fur Conference.
She does talk about it. And then finally, July 7th through the 10th, we have South Africa in Valverde Echo Hotel in Boulders Drift, Lanseria, South Africa.
Blame it on the rains of...
Don't blame it on me. I didn't do it.
No, he didn't. Oh, I thought he did.
I did not.
I saw the tail.
You ain't going to Milli Vanilli me.
I thought that was... Oh, okay. or crisscross.
Or crisscross, yes.
Warmed up Chris. That's what it's born to be. And the little... No, where does it go?
Oh, gosh. Hey, it's been forever since I heard that.
Hey, you little Mac Dad. No. Hey, you little cream puff Mac Daddy wannabe. Keep dreaming, because a Mac you will never be. Yeah, that's what it is. I remember
that. Oh, my gosh. I think I should call Chitaro up and get a movie review. What do you think?
I think I would love to hear about a movie that Chitaro reviews.
All right, let me call him up.
Hello there.
Hey, Chitaro. Do you have a movie review for us this week?
I do. I have one that I think all those furs out there will enjoy. It's a little bit on the silly side, but you know, aren't most of the fun movies silly?
Oh yeah, most of them are.
This week I have a review of a movie called Storks, and it's a 2016 movie that's available on Netflix for all those furs that want to go out there and stream it. It's only an hour and a half-ish long, so, you know, it's kind of an awesome watch. Everybody should go out there and watch it. The movie is kind of interesting because it starts off with saying, as long as can be remembered, storks delivered babies, and for a stork, it was an honor to serve. But then what ended up happening was one day, they found that they were having problems with delivering the babies, and they thought, oh no, I think we're delivering the wrong cargo. So instead of trying to deliver babies, the storks decided that they were going to start delivering packages, for a company called cornerstore.com. Yeah. Just imagine a stork flying around like a one of those Amazon drones delivering packages.
Now right? we know where Bezos got the idea.
That's probably true. So there's this one stork, his name is Junior. He ends up flying back to the warehouse after he delivered a package, which it turned out that it was his 1 millionth package that he delivered, right? So because of this, he was called up to the boss's office to find out that basically, the boss says, I'm going to be promoted to the board, and guess what? You are going to become the boss.
Oh, promotion.
Well, he was all like, yeah, promotion. Hey, you know, it's kind of fun. So they end up talking a little bit, and the guy says, okay, well, your first duty as boss is to terminate or fire this person who the storks call Orphan Tulip. Now, Orphan Tulip is a person who was a baby that one of the storks that was trying to deliver him, or deliver her, I should say, they ended up falling in love with this baby and didn't want to deliver it to the right person. And then stork went cuckoo crazy. And so the storks decided to keep this baby. And so this person, unfortunately, is not a good thing for the stork, because every time she tries to do something, it fails massively. And so the fun part of this thing was that the stork was trying to deliver Tulip. They had these little address beacons that tell the stork where to go and deliver. And unfortunately, that address beacon broke. And that's one of the main reasons why Tulip got stranded with the storks.
Ah.
So now, because Tulip just turned 18, the storks thought, hey, you know, I think we can push her out of the nest, so to speak.
As birds do.
Exactly. Well, and seeing as that she wasn't helping the business at all, she was kind of like, you know, causing the business's profits to fall. And it was funny, they actually showed a chart whenever she was like out sick or called out on something else, the chart would peak, and then it would drop, and then it would peak, and then it would drop. It was really, really funny. So back to the fact that the current boss is telling Junior that in order to be boss, you have to fire her now. So he goes to try to fire her, but, you know, he just didn't have the heart to fire her. So what does he do? He instead says, I have the perfect place for you. Well, he sends her to the mailroom. Now, here's the funny part. The mailroom is the part where the storks were getting all the letters for the babies when they were delivering babies. So this mailroom was like useless, right?
Right.
So this is where they send her. So now she's there, and then we're going to move over to the next scene where we show a small boy who's playing in his house, and he's trying to get his parents, who happen to be real estate agents, who say that they are available all the time, to try to get his parents to play with him, but they're not going to play with him. So this boy tells his parents that he wants a baby brother so he could have someone to play with. And they said, no, we don't need to do that. Well, he then gets frustrated with his parents and he goes up into their attic. And as he's searching for some things to play with or whatever, he comes across this pamphlet that says, if you want a baby, write a letter to the stork. Well, so what does he do? This boy, his name is Nate, ends up writing a letter and sends it off to the store. So this letter ends up getting whooshed across the postal service and various other things, and it finally ends up getting to the mail room of the store package company. And who, of course, is in the mail room of the package company? Tulip. So she was told, don't leave this spot. You're supposed to stay here all the time. Well, instead, she ended up convincing herself that she was multiple personalities and one of her personalities was staying there, right?
Okay.
To watch the store. And then she takes this letter to where she thought it was supposed to go. And what ends up happening is the letter gets put into this machine. And as much as it sounds weird, this machine is what creates babies, okay? Seeing as the storks are delivering them, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is educational, you know? Storks have a machine that makes babies.
Being a gay raccoon, I really don't know how babies are made.
Well, you know, seeing as I'm a gay cheetah, I never understood this either, so this movie is enlightening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the baby gets made, and Junior goes in there and says, what are you doing? And And so Tulip, of course, wants to keep the baby, and Junior says, no, 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 we need to deliver this baby. So they decide together that they're going to go ahead and take this baby to where it belongs, to the kid who wrote the letter. So now they're doing their thing to get there. Well, at one point, they end up running into a pack of wolves, and the wolves end up, well, stealing the baby.
As wolves do.
I know. You can't trust a wolf.
Or a dingo.
Right. And so these wolves end up taking this baby, and the baby ends up like making these funny noises, and the wolves think they're going to like attack it and eat it, but every time they get close to the baby, they lick the baby instead. And then the one wolf says, we're making this baby part of our wolf pack. And so then Tulip and Junior end up going and rescuing the baby. But this is where I'm going to pause my movie review, because the rest of the movie is basically working towards Junior and Tulip getting this baby to its final destination.
Cute.
So I'm going to say that everybody should watch this, because it's funny how the different parts of this movie interact, you know? Mm-hmm. And so so I'm going to give this movie, in terms of my chirp status, I'm going to give it 4 chirps. Because
nice.
It was entertaining, it made me laugh, and in all honesty, it gave me some cool education on where babies come from.
Well, I know. I mean, this is like, if this movie was played in Florida, they'd probably ban it.
I know, right?
They don't want anybody to know how stuff is done.
I know. Well, yeah. And, you know, in this way, it's kind of neat and simple. And, you know, and everybody could have a baby in terms of this, you know, just write a letter to the stork.
If I knew that, I mean, that would have been awesome. I could have had my own little brother when I was growing up.
I know. I always wanted a little brother, but unfortunately, I only had one big brother, and so it would have been nice to have a little brother. But, you know, I didn't know that back when I was a kid, you know. My parents never talked to me about the story. So
yeah, mine didn't either. Jeez.
So this movie is really awesome. It has some really interesting people doing the voices. One of the voices is voiced by Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, cool.
Another one is Kelsey Grammer. You know, nice. So there's a lot of nice people doing the voices. So all you furs out there listening to this, you should go out and watch Storks, because you will get an education.
Excellent. So do you have something lined up for us next time?
I do, as a matter of fact. Again, you know, Netflix seems to be abundant of these fun movies, of course. And this next movie that I'm going to watch, and I'm not going to talk about it because it's something that's kind of funny.
Cool.
But it's a movie that's called Extinct.
Nice.
It was actually a movie from 2021. So I think all the furs out there, when I review this movie next time, they will enjoy it, just based upon the small little snippets I have seen. So,
well, excellent. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, same. So again, all you furs, go out there and watch Storks, because you get an education.
All right. Well, thank you, Chitaro. I'm going to get back to Taban before he does something silly. Too late. Anyways, yeah, I got to run. Taban's going to do something. Talk to you later.
All right. Say hi to Taban for me. And
I will.
Have a great day out there. I'll be first.
Thank you, Chitaro.
Thank you, Chitaro. Boo, 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 boo.
I make noises.
You do, it turns out.
It turns out. I mean, I'm sure you've never heard me do that before, but it happens sometimes.
Yes. Wow. And I choked on some air. Give me a second here.
Nice. Very nice.
Don't know why. Yeah, that's perfect thing to happen right before our next segment.
Yes, that is true. And what is our next segment on the same side of the movie?
So we're going to go a little old school tonight.
Woo!
And we are going to do a classic comedy routine.
Which we haven't done one. And I've been thinking, we haven't done one of these for a while. And Rain said to me, hey, let's do this thing and tell us about what we're going to do, Mr. Rain.
So we're going to do a skit from one of my favorite Marx Brothers movies called A Night at the Opera.
Boo.
So, yeah, I wanted to do this classic comedy routine. What do you think, pup? Should we do it?
I think we should do it. And
okay.
It'll be interesting because I've read through and heard this, but I haven't rehearsed it. So we'll just see how it goes.
I have not either.
I'm so excited. I wag. Are you first excited? Do you wag? You wag. Because we are going to do something that we have not practiced. Just like everything we do, actually.
Yeah, pretty much. So the setup goes as follows. Otis B. Driftwood, Groucho, and played here by myself, has been hired by Miss Claypool to place in her society. He has arranged for her to meet the director of the New York Opera Company, Herman Gottlieb. It turns out that Gottlieb is after Miss Claypool's money just as much as Driftwood is, but in a more respectable way, convincing her to pay $1,000 a night to an obnoxious tenor named Rodolfo Laspari to sing in New York. Driftwood, seeing that there's cabbage to be made in the deal, decides to sign Laspari first. He runs across Fiorello, played by Chico Marx, and here played by yourself, Taben.
Myself, Taben.
Yes, who has his own tenor, Riccardo Baroni, to promote. And that's where the fun begins. Oh, hold on a second. I've got to get in character here. Hold on just a second.
Oh, yes.
Because it is not Groucho Marx.
Oh, my cow.
Without the mustache.
Yeah, Ranger's foot on like some tape and he has a mustache.
Yes.
Now it does look like his, like, it really does look like him too.
So here we go. Now here are the contracts. You just put your name at the top and you put his name at the top and you sign at the bottom. There's no need reading it because these are just duplicates.
Yeah, it's a duplicate. Duplicates, huh?
I say they're duplicates.
Oh, sure, it's a duplicates.
Don't you know what duplicates are?
Sure, there's 5 kids up in Canada.
Well, I wouldn't know about that. I haven't been to Canada in years. Go ahead and read it.
What does it say?
Well, go on and read it.
All right, you read it.
All right, I'll read it. Can you hear?
I haven't heard anything yet. Did you say anything?
Well, I haven't said anything worth hearing.
Well, that's what I didn't... That would be why I didn't hear anything.
That's why I didn't say anything.
Can you read?
I can read, but I can't see it. I don't seem to have it in focus here. If my arms were a little longer, I could read it. You haven't got a baboon in your pocket, have you? I got it. Now, pay particular attention to this first section because it's most important. It says, the party of the first part shall be known in this contract as the party of the first part. How do you like that? That's pretty neat, eh?
No, it's a no good.
Well, what's the matter with it?
I don't know. Let's hear it again.
Okay. It says, the party of the first part shall be known in this contract as the party of the first part.
Ah, sounds a little better this time.
Well, it grows on you. Would you like to hear it once more?
Just the first part.
What do you mean, the first part of the first part?
No. The first part of the party of the first part.
Ah, all right. It says, the first part of the party of the first part shall be known as the contract as the first part of the party of the first part shall be known in this contract. Look, why should we quarrel about a thing like this? We'll take it right out.
Ah, it's not too long anymore. Now, what do we got left?
Well, we got about a foot and a half. It says the party of the second part shall be known in this contract as the party of the second part.
I don't know about that.
Now what's the matter?
I don't like the second party either.
Well, you should have been to the first party. We didn't get home till around 4 in the morning. I was blind for 3 days.
Look, why can't the first part of the second party be the second part of the first party? Then you got something there.
Well, look, rather than go through with all that again, what do you say?
Fine.
Now, I've got something here you're bound to like. You'll be crazy about it.
No, I don't like it.
You don't like what?
Well, whatever it is, I don't like it.
Well, let's not break up an old friendship over a thing like this. Ready?
Okay. Now, the next part, I don't think you're going to like.
Well, your word's good enough for me now, then. Is my word good enough for you?
I should say not.
Well, that takes out 2 more clauses. Now, the party of the eighth part...
No.
No, the party of the ninth?
No, that's no good, too. How is it that my contract is skinnier than yours?
I don't know. You must have been out on a tear last night. But anyhow, we're all set now, aren't we?
Ah, sure, yes,
Now, just put your name right down there, and then the deal is legal.
I forgot to tell you. I can't write.
Well, that's okay. There's no ink in this pen anyhow. But listen, it's a contract, isn't it?
Oh, sure, you bet.
We've got a contract no matter how small it is.
Hey, wait. What does it say here? This thing right here?
Oh, that's the usual clause. It's in every contract. It just says, if any of the parties participating in this contract are shown not to be in their right mind, the entire agreement is automatically nullified.
Well, I don't know.
It's all right. It's in every contract. That's what they call a sanity clause.
Oh, ha! No. You can't fool me. There ain't no sanity clause.
Well, you win the white carnation.
And there you have it, folks. We just did
there
that.
There you have it. Now I'm going to rip my mustache off. Ah!
Oh.
Wow, that hurt.
We did it.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was a good one. Yeah.
We haven't done one of those in a long time. And actually, that's my first time actually getting to participate in one. So
it is. It's a momentous occasion.
It is a momentous occasion. And it was one of my favorite comedy characters from the old days.
The olden times.
Long ago. I love Groucho Marx.
And did you know that he was very good at taking control? And do you know why?
Because his last name was Marx.
He was a Marxist. You got it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't fool you. Oh my. Okay.
Oh my cow.
Oh my cow, indeed.
So I hear you've got a story and math together. Or are they separately together?
That would be actually... Sometime I should do a math that's intertwined in a story. But no, this isn't that.
Word
that's
problems.
Actually a good idea. I have a story, and then separately, I have a math.
All right. Well, why don't you tell us a story?
Okay. Or rather, to be specific, I'll have Bard tell us a story, but read by me. So,
yay.
Because recently, you first had been doing some Bard and did some stories, and you read yours on last week, which was very cool, and I got inspired and thought, I'll try too. So I typed into Bard, write a story about Taven. No particular anything, just write a story about Taven. And this is what it gave me. Are you ready?
I am ready. Waiting with worms on my tongue.
Bated breath, yes. Taven was a young wolf pup. So that was really close. Who Taven is. So Taven was a young wolf pup who loved to play. He lived in a small town with his parents and his older brother, Kai. Taven was always getting into trouble, but he always had a smile
like
on his face. Yes, it is. I always do. I did.
Always in trouble and always have a smile on your face.
One day, Taven was playing in the woods when he came across this strange animal. It was a small furry creature with big eyes and a long tail. Taven had never seen anything like it before. What are you? Taven asks. I'm a fox, the creature said. My name is Flicker. It's nice to meet you, Flicker, Taven said. I'm Taven. Taven and Flicker became friends. They played together every day in the woods. They would run and chase each other, and they would play hide and seek. Taven was so happy to have a friend to play with. One day, Taven and Flicker were playing in the woods when they came across a group of older children. The older children were picking on a smaller child. Taven knew he had to do some... Oh, no, indeed! Taven knew he had to do something. Leave him alone, Taven shouted. The older children turned to look at Taven. They were bigger than Taven, but he didn't care. He was going to protect his friend. Apparently, I knew...
Oh, you're so buff!
Apparently.
You're so butch, yeah.
And this is the one thing I was confused about in this story. It's a smaller child, it said, but now apparently he's my friend. So I'm going to protect my friend that I didn't know was my friend. But anyway.
Well, everybody's your friend.
That's why.
Yes.
Mystery solved. What are you going to do about it, little pup? One of the older children asked. I'm going to fight you, Taven said. The older children laughed. They thought Taven was joking, but Taven wasn't joking. He was angry, and he was ready to fight.
My goodness, I can see the hackles raising on your neck.
I know. Oh, my muzz is going crazy right now.
Oh, yeah.
Taven charged at the older children. He was smaller than they were, but he was faster. He dodged their punches and kicks, and he landed a few punches of his own.
All right.
Take that. The older children were surprised by Taven's strength. They didn't expect him to fight back. They quickly backed away. You're lucky we don't want to hurt you, one of the older children said. The older children ran away, and Taven helped the smaller child up. Are you okay? Taven asked. Yes, thank you, the child said. I don't know what I would have done if you hadn't come along. Taven smiled. You're welcome, he said. That's what friends are for. Taven and Flicker continued to play together in the woods. They were always there for each other, and they always had each other's backs. The end.
Oh, that was very cute.
Like, this bard thing is very scarily good at things. It's
yeah. I did read something today about, you know, these chat GPT related things, and turns out that we probably don't own any of the content that we create with them.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
So we'll see what happens in the future here.
We'll see, like tomorrow even, because that's how fast.
Yeah, it could be. Changing. Things go really fast.
And so next, I would like to quick. It shouldn't take too long, but it's pretty interesting. I wanted to do a story and a math because I just came across this math thing that I didn't know.
Okay.
And I thought it was very cool, and thought I don't want to save this for next week. And by the way, all you for next week, Rain had a math suggestion or no math request. For me.
Yes.
To talk about game theory. So yes. I'm going to do that next week. I'm going to talk about some game theory and
I can't wait.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I think I'll learn some things too from him because I at the moment don't know too much yet about game theory. So we'll all learn.
Yeah, it's an interesting topic and I'm kind of interested to see what you think about it.
Yeah. I am too. We'll see. So all you first join us next week and we'll see what I think about it. But so this is, all you first can do this too. Do you have some paper and a writing utensil, Mr. Raccoon?
I do. For some reason, my paper is all ripped up, but...
yeah, I don't know how that happened.
I've got a piece that's sufficiently big enough, I think. Okay.
Okay, so and all you first, if you have your writing utensil and pencil ready. First, a few mathy terminology you may or may not know. A quadrilateral... It's just a shape with four sides. So a square, a rhombus. The sides don't have to be parallel. It's just it just has four sides.
I thought it was a ladder with 4 feet.
Oh, stop! It is that too, but not the same. And the sides can't cross each other, you know. It's got to be like a legitimate...
Right. You
like
never cross the streams.
Nope. You never cross bad. The streams. Nope. But nothing has to be parallel or anything. It's just anything with four sides. So draw a quadrilateral. Mr. Rain and all you furs out there.
Okay.
Don't make it easy like a square. Just draw anything.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Rain probably just drew a square.
it's a diamond. You can't see it because my camera keeps blocking it. It's a diamond.
It's a diamond. So be even... I mean, we can do it with that, but just to be more exciting with it, draw like nothing with parallel edges.
Oh.
Like one side could be shorter. They don't have to be the same length either.
Yeah,
so one side could be shorter. The opposite side could be longer. And then you connect those. You know, I mean, you go crazy.
Yeah. Ah, my pen stopped writing on me.
the pen doesn't know what to do with all this craziness.
I've got a.
Oh, yeah. There we go. That's good.
Yes.
So Rain drew like a house type thing. So all you've heard
is yeah, but kind of with only one side is.
With only one side both, is.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. It's not. Yeah.
Now take the. Oh, okay. So you've done that. Now let me give you another definition. A parallelogram is a quadrilateral where the opposite sides, both opposite sides are parallel and equal of equal length.
Mm-hmm.
So like a square or like a diamond. You really nice.
Yeah.
So now connect. Take the midpoint of each of the four sides. And connect them with a straight line.
Okay. Midpoint of each of the four sides. So like, midpoint. And then connect each of the lines.
So the four sides of your original quadrilateral that you drew.
Okay.
Midpoints. So you should end up with another quadrilateral.
Looking like it so far.
Good, good. How you furs doing out there? You're making another quadrilateral?
Yep.
And what do you notice about that quadrilateral?
It kind of turned almost into a square.
Yes, kind of like a little parallelogram. Yes.
Yeah.
And all you furs, if you did it right, you will end up with a parallelogram. So this is a very cool thing.
That's weird.
It is very cool. I came across it recently, just the other day, as a matter of fact. If you take any quadrilateral, any, it could even be like dive in on itself. And by that, I mean, you know, the Star Trek insignia, and it's a, like, looks like a dart. Kinda.
Yeah. Like a, this is supposed to look like a part of a star.
Right. And it goes in on itself. It's not like all out. You can even do things like that.
Mm.
And if you take any quadrilateral and connect all the midpoints, you will always end up with a parallelogram, which is very cool.
You would. Yeah. I'm just thinking about that. It definitely would work.
Yeah. And you can start, I saw what you were doing. I did that too. You can just kind of just start thinking in your head about like, that seems to actually work out.
That's pretty neat.
And I think I'll let you think about it. Next week, I'll talk a little bit about why that's true. So I'll give you furs and rain a week to kind of just think about it. And next week, I'll let you know. But I thought this was a really cool thing that I couldn't wait a week to talk about. I wanted to talk about it tonight.
Yeah, that was very cool. I like geometry stuff. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, nice and visual. And I thought it would also be good to wait till next week to talk about the why it is, because Berlin will be here. And I think it'd be kind of cool to tell him this fun fact, too.
Yeah, I think he'd enjoy that.
Yeah,
I think he likes the stuff that he can visualize as well.
Yeah, visualizing is very nice and useful.
Yeah, some of us are visual learners.
In fact, most of us, I'd like to think, are. So anyway, so that is my math and story for the week.
That was very entertaining.
It was. I had a lot of fun. Did you have a lot of fun?
I had a blast. That was a lot of fun.
And now, did you have a lot of fun? I'm envisioning and pretending they're saying, yes, Tabin, we did not cry and want to run away. So that's great.
No. Yeah. Well, guess what, Tabin?
I have a feeling I know what. It's that sad, sad time again.
I think we tortured our listeners long enough.
So it's that happy time again.
We appreciate all you listeners who make doing this podcast such a joy. Please remember you can support us by subscribing at Buzzsprout, through donations at Ko-Fi and Patreon, and by purchasing our merch at Bonfire, Redbubble, or Fourth Wall. So with that said, I say, Mubark Fluff and stay furry. Tabin, would you grace our listeners with a puppy farewell?
I would be very happy to. So all you furs, you know what I'm going to say, and it's very, very true. Thank you so much for listening. It means a lot to us. It'd be even better if you gave us some money and got some merch, and it would be great for you to have some merch. Imagine that. Woo!
And we came up with some good ideas for merch at Furlandia, and
that's right.
Barely even thought it was a good idea too. So we may be putting that on. I mean, you know, sometimes you and I come up with crazy things, and Barely is like, "No, we can't do that."
Yep, that's true.
But he said, "No, that's definitely a doable idea." So there might be some new merch coming out.
I gotta like get some Tabin specific merch too, and get that out, and we'll put it on. Anyway,
Indeed.
Thank you all you furs for listening. We hope you've enjoyed your time with us on this fine eve, or morning, or night, or mid afternoon, or as Sheldon would say, prevening. As he said, the awkward time at 4:30 when you're approaching evening, but it's not really afternoon anymore, so prevening. So whatever time it is for you, thank you so much. It means a lot to us. We had a good time. We learned a lot. We did good stuff. And we hope to hug you tight with posies at a con. But until next week, when we get to bark at you again, have a good week. Moo bark fluff and stay furry.
Barely Furcasting is an Injured Nerve Studio production and is found on all major podcast platforms or can be heard directly at barelyfurcasting.com. The opinions expressed here are those of the hosts and the guests, and no commercial compensation was granted. The Furcast is produced, recorded, and directed by Barely Normal, a.k.a. Mike Began, and is edited by Barely Normal and co-producer Rain Raccoon. This week's episode was produced, recorded, and edited by Rain Raccoon. opening and closing theme music, as well as some interstitial music, was created for Injured Nerves Productions for the use on the podcast by our music associate Regday with Damian Tanuki. If you would like to hear more music by Regday, you can search for Tweezer Beak on Bandcamp or Hoop Loop Tunes on SoundCloud. Other interstitial and background music by Shane Ivers through SilvermanSound.com, Gator Tots on SoundCloud.com, and the YouTube Free Use Library. Social media presence is maintained by Ziggy the Meme Weasel. Transformation Station was created by Lux Operon and is produced, directed, and edited by Rain Raccoon. You can send us a message via email at barelyfurcasting@gmail.com or on our Telegram chat at BFFTChat, on Twitter, on our Facebook page, or on the barelyfurcasting.com webpage. The show is supported through subscriptions on barelyfurcasting.com, donations at ko-fi.com/barelyfurcasting, or through Patreon at patreon.com/barelyfurcasting. Thanks for listening. We hope you come back and listen next week.